get water from at the, in the kitchen?
Down the spigot.
Okay, and what if that was outside, or if you had a, something outside for getting water, pipe?
Well, I have one behind the house, but I just call it spigot.
The spigot too, okay. Do you not use faucet much, it's just spigot?
I guess that's what you might call them, honestly.
Okay, but around here, spigots?
Yeah.
And if you had a barrel with a connection in it so that you could turn the stuff off and on, what would you call that?
That's spigot too.
Same thing, okay. If you had a real cold wave and you'd forgotten to wrap up some of your pipes, they might what?
Freeze. Mine happened that way. My husband always looked after things like that, and one of the window lights was broken out down at about half of it. And I went up my daughter's, and it come the cold was spell that, and I was telling you about dropping the feet.
Uh-huh.
And my pump frozen busted. Pipes and everything. Yeah, I know all about that. But I know to put me a glass in there.
But if the pipe just split open, you'd say, well, last night it
bursted in the pipe.
Okay. And sometimes in country stores, they have large wooden containers with metal rims around, and they keep flour or meal or crackers in them. What would you call the container that they put all this stuff in? They're usually about, well, as tall as this and fat in the middle, and they kind of taper some towards the bottom and the top.
I don't know what you'd call it.
It's made out of wood.
I've seen them, but honestly, I don't know what you'd call it.
Let's see. People bought flour, a big wooden
barrel.
Right, okay. And what did molasses come in when you used to buy it in fairly large quantities? Did you ever?
We've made them.
Oh, you made it?
Oh, yeah, we've made hundreds and hundreds of gallons of molasses.
Well, did you grow a sugar cane around here? Or did you make it something?
No, you grow it, but then nobody got around here now that I know of. There's one boy down here. Has raised it for 3 or 4 years, and I asked his mother the other day if he had any this year and said no.
I didn't know you could even grow it in this area.
Oh, yeah, it grows good here.
Does it have to be real wet?
No, it just has to be just like you grow corn or anything.
Uh-huh.
Just all you have to do is put that in, hoe it and take care of it and then strip it.
Did you ever buy it in the store, or do you ever remember people doing it?
Yes.
What did you call the container it was put in?
A fruit jar is what I ever bought any in.
Did you ever hear the word a stand for the container, or I guess it's an amount?
No, I didn't.
Okay. If you want to transfer some liquid from say one container to another one in the hole, how small, you get a tin.
Funnel.
Okay. And if you're, say, driving horses and you need a leather strip sometimes to prod them on, what do you call
it?
Or
a bridle.
If it's something that you go like
oh,
that.
A whip.
Okay. And if you find some fruit at the store, the grocer would probably put it in a
bag.
Yeah, and what's the material it's made out of?
Paper bag.
Okay. And are there different sizes for are different terms for different sizes of bag?
Yes, they have I guess 2 pound, 4 pound, 6 pound, 8 pound bags, I guess that way.
Do you ever heard the term poke?
Yes.
Is that used a lot, or is that for something else?
No, but should I tell you this? It's funny.
I would love to hear it.
My son, when he left home, I mean, he didn't leave home now, he just went to work in Indiana. And there was a boy, an orphan boy, went with the bunch, and he didn't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
And they was going to buy his eats now.
Mm-hmm.
And